Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. 12 after, 800-531-3815, toll free coast to coast. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and Mary Contendo is our guest. As I promised you, she's the president of Contendo & Associates. It's a consulting firm and also a publishing organization that focuses exclusively on women's business owners, and that's a good place to focus, folks, because a lot of activity in that part of the marketplace. She's the author of a book called Nine Lies. She interviewed nine women, as I mentioned before, one of whom you have met, Rebecca Bainick. And so let's get Mary in here and get something, some good information out of her. Mary Contendo, welcome to the show.
Well, good morning, Jim. Thanks so much for having me.
It's good to have you here. My audience knows that I like featuring women in the marketplace because I think they're a segment of the marketplace that's really emerging, a very dynamic segment. I think it's good for the women out there who are listening to be inspired by some of the people that I introduced them to, like yourself and the nine women that you wrote about in your book. But also, I think it's good for men to realize the position that women are taking in the marketplace, the progress that they're making, and because more and more we're realizing, us knucklehead guys, Mary, are realizing that we're going to be doing more business with women as they're going to be more managers, they're more owners, they're going to be more women business customers and vendors, and maybe even we're working for more of them.
Jim, that is so true. Women are really rocking and rolling these days as far as being business owners. Your audience may have heard the stats before, but women are starting businesses at twice the rate of businesses in general. Women who own businesses of over $10 million are growing those businesses at three times the rate of businesses in general. So we're really making great strides, and it just keeps escalating and escalating. So it's definitely an exciting market to keep an eye on.
Now, I don't think that we should assume that we are automatically know why you decide to focus on women's business owners. There are a lot of women out there who focus their professional practice on a lot of different things, but you chose to focus on women in the marketplace. Why did you do that?
I did, and that is people always kind of startled when they hear that. I think a big part of it is many individuals and corporations don't necessarily think of women business owners as a target market, as a separate group of businesses with individual needs and wants and so on and so forth. But clearly, women who own and run multi-million dollar businesses are a separate target market unto themselves. And I actually originally started working with that market because I just love working with women. I was very connected to women business owners in general at a national level, but I was doing work with all kinds of businesses. And one day it just occurred to me that I could work with only the businesses that I really enjoyed working with. And when I started laying my clients out on a page, it just happened that all the women-owned businesses fell out on one side of the page. These are the ones I'm really inspired to work with. And all the other businesses fell out on the other side of the page. So I decided at that point just to focus all of my attention on women who own and run multi-million dollar businesses. It's a great, great audience.
What have you learned about those women?
I've learned that they are incredibly tenacious, that it takes unbelievable odds to get them down. If you read the book, you will see that the women profiled in the book have come up against amazing odds. I mean, if you look at Adrienne Guglielmo, for example, who's one of the women profiled in the book, she was raised in a predominantly deaf household and she became aware that the deaf were really starving for jobs. So she made a total career change. She had actually been a psychotherapist. She made a career change to start a for-profit business that only hires the disabled. So right now in New York City, she runs a $7 million business, and every one of her employees is disabled. So as if that weren't a fascinating story in itself, her building was located, her office was located directly across the street from the World Trade Center, and her number one client was the windows on the World Restaurant at the top of the World Trade Center. So she lost her whole business and all of her clients on 9/11. She was knocked back to, actually what she had left standing from her business was her home computer and her AOL account. Since in the past 2 years, she has built her business back up to $7 million, still only hiring disabled individuals. So you look at a story like that, and, and as one of the Amazon.com readers wrote in, you know, if they can do it, I can do it. You look at the odds that some of these women have come up against, and it's truly amazing.
Yeah, it is, and of course there are many stories like that, many 911 stories like that, and you know, and not to get off the subject too far, but there are men and women business owners all over the country that were hurt, and not as directly as the lady that you mentioned was, but 911 had a lot of effects on small business across the country.
And it sure did.
To some degree still are. One of the things that that my audience knows about Rebecca Banik, one of the ladies that you featured in your book, is that she started a small company making chairs, office chairs, with her mother, took it public, didn't like the public environment, and then took it back private.
That's exactly true. And another amazing thing, which your audience may or may not know about Rebecca, is that she's not a college graduate.
Right.
Which is, I think, a fascinating story. You know, you think often that people have to have all these degrees and so on and so forth, and a lot of these people have made it by the seat of their pants. Indeed, a lot of women that I come across who own multimillion-dollar businesses have ejected from the corporate world, and sometimes because they don't have the piece of paper from a college degree, and started their own businesses. Sometimes they eject from the corporate world just because they get so tired of having males layered in above them, and they think, you know, I could do this for myself.
Mary,
and then they go out and they do it.
Mary, stand by. When we come back, I want you to address that education issue a little bit. When we come back after these messages, folks, 20 after, stay with us. We'll be right back with Mary Contando, the author of 9 Lives, Stories of... We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate. We're visiting with our new friend, Mary Contando, who is the author of 9 Lives, Stories of Women Business Owners Landing on Their Feet. Mary, tell us where we can find your book and give us your website, too, please.
Well, my website is womanbusinessowner.com. Womanbusinessowner.com. That's
and that's
one
singular.
Word.
That's woman singular business.
Well, actually, I grabbed them both.
Yep, good for you.
You know, one refers to the other, but
good for you.
The base URL is womanbusinessowner.com, one word, and the book, of course, is also available at Amazon.com and major bookstores throughout the country. I will tell you, if people are looking for the book and they don't see it on the shelf at their Barnes and Noble or Borders or whatever, advise them to ask. Because it is in the system, and they may just not have made it into your store yet.
Right.
But it's available through all the major bookstores, Amazon.com, and my website, womanbusinessowner.com.
Okay. Mary, you mentioned education a few minutes ago in the previous segment. And I wonder, you know, there are women out there listening right now who are probably saying to themselves, you know what, I don't have a college degree. I don't have a chance to be successful in business. But that's just not true, is it?
Well, I want to tell you one thing. First of all, my personal story is I didn't start college until I was 30. And I was raising three kids at the time and was able to graduate by the time I was 35. So that was the goal that I set for myself when I was 30. And that personally has really changed my life, not so much because I have the piece of paper, but because when I went through that I came out on the other end, I thought, oh, my God, if I can do this, I can do anything.
Right.
But I wanted to mention to you a trend that I have noticed among women business owners, and I have no statistical backing. This is just anecdotal experience that I have. I have noticed that women over 50 years old who own businesses, a very high percentage of those women are not college graduates, a very high percentage. And I'm talking about women, you know, not rinky-dink businesses, but women who own $20 million businesses. Many of them are not college graduates, and many of them have told me that they knew that the only way that they could make it big was to start their own business, because they really knew that they would be able to do this. And they knew that in the corporate world, and at that time they had jobs like administrative assistant, but really were doing a lot of the real work to make that business happen. So they were in corporate America. They knew they were never going to get to an executive position without a college degree. So they started a business. So it seems to me that the reason that a lot of women over 50 are business owners is because they don't have a college degree. I really wonder if they've been in corporate America with that piece of paper, if they've been able to break through to the executive level and would have then been happy to stay there.
So what you're saying is in addition to the glass ceiling, to the degree that the glass ceiling has been removed, there was an education seal there as well.
Right, right. So this is maybe most of the women that I work with who are kind of in this age group and are not college graduates started their businesses, say, 1990 or earlier. So at least up to that point. But I have noticed a real trend in that area. Now, well, I will tell you that women, say, under 45, clearly women under 40, many, many, you know, by far, those women are college graduates. Some of them have advanced degrees.
But many of them
that I've
talked to on this show, Mary, have the degree, but they're not. Their degree was in something totally other than business related, and so
that is really
and so
true.
The education obviously a college degree is beneficial regardless of what you get it in. But these women told me that you know that it didn't in terms of running a business. Their education didn't help them.
Well, you know, that's true. A lot of women will have degrees in things like early childhood education or something.
Yeah.
You know, the normal things that women were funneled into particularly early on. And a lot of times they just kind of needed to have that piece of paper. But it really is interesting. A lot of women have come up through very different ranks to own and run their own businesses than have come up through the kind of corporate model.
Mm-hmm. Mary, we've got about a minute. What are some other things that you've learned about women in the marketplace that you can share with us today?
Well, women tend to be much more loyal than business owners and corporate America in general. Once a woman finds a vendor that she likes, she sticks with that vendor. Women will tend to work much harder to make it work with an employee who maybe is struggling through a personal time of his or her life.
Mm-hmm.
They just tend to be a very, very loyal crew. So once you get a woman business owner on your side, that's a really valuable position to be in.
Mary, tell us, we got about 15 seconds. Tell us a little bit about your company.
Well, I work exclusively with women who own and run multi-million dollar businesses. I'm a member of the National Speakers Association, so I speak to women business owners, and I speak to corporations who want to understand women business owners.
And the website is womanbusinessowner.com. That's where you can find Mary Contando. You can find out more about her book, which is 9 Live Stories of Women Business Owners Landing on Their Feet. Mary, good job today. Will you come back another day?
I would love to, Jim.
We'll see you then. Mary Contando, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. I'll be right back with another outstanding lady, Joanna Brandy. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.